The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You're listening to Pure Opelka.
All right, we're gonna take Abbotton, who wants to talk about immigration. We're gonna make this quick because I don't really want to spend the rest of the show talking about immigration. We could talk for a long time. But let's hear what Abbotton has to say, since I raised the topic and I encouraged you guys to call.
Hey, Abbotton. Hey, I want to run an idea by you. So one thing I've been thinking of is my family immigrated to the United States from Iran in the 70s and the 80s. My family and my extended family.
Oh, then we should hate each other. You're an Iranian and I'm an Israeli. What are we going to do about that?
That's right. But, you know, in the time since we've immigrated, my family, I've been thinking about it, have probably created hundreds of millions of dollars in economic value here in the United States, yep. Which means we've deprived Iran of that value that they would have created. And I think immigrants to the United States, we disproportionately select for people who are going to make something of their lives. That's why they come to the United States. So isn't it both in our economic and our national security interest to encourage that brain drain, to encourage people from all over the world who want to make something of their lives to come here to deprive our opponents of those resources and of that economic value?
So you're calling to get me in trouble with the Blaze audience. Is that the goal? That's the purpose?
No, I thought that it would actually be a point that might resonate with that audience.
I mean, I agree with you completely. Our immigration policy should be much more open, much more favorable towards people who can come here to work. We should, I mean, my ideal immigration program, given the fact that we're in a mixed economy, given the fact that there's a lot of welfare, and given the fact that, you know, we're messed up in so many respects, my ideal immigration program would have anybody who can get here, who will work, can come in. And look, my argument about immigration is not about economics. I can make the economic argument. I think immigration is great for America, partially because of what Abbotton said. You know, you immigrants who come to this country work, produce, they're entrepreneurial, they create, they build, whether it's a low skill level or at a very, very high skill level. The more immigrants, the better, who are willing to work for a living. I believe in that. I think anybody working is creating value. Work is win-win. Immigration is win-win if, you know, they're coming here to work. And that would be my entire focus. Let as many people who want to come to this country come, as long as they're willing to work, and we would get the best people in the world. That's who we would get, right? The most entrepreneurial, the smartest, the most ambitious people in the world would come here, again, whether high-skilled or low-skilled. And they would improve their own lives, and they would improve our economy. But beyond that, I, as an American, have an individual right to invite anybody I want into this country, as long as my inviting them does not physically harm my neighbor or any other American. So as long as I'm not inviting into this country a terrorist, a criminal, or somebody carrying an infectious disease, why is it any of your business who comes to work for me, who comes to visit me, who comes to stay in my hotel? So our immigration policies are violating the individual rights of Americans. That's what I have against them. Right? The economic argument is an invalid argument, the idea that oh, you hurt wages in America. First of all, you don't have a right to a wage. You don't have a right to a job. You don't have a right to health care. You don't have a right to other people's stuff. The only right you have is to be left alone, left free, protected. That's it. You have a right to be protected from physical force used against you. Not protected in terms of your salary. Not protected even in terms of your economic opportunities. Those are your responsibilities. All the government is there to protect you from is the use of physical force by terrorists, by criminals, by the government itself. That's it. So there is no economic argument against immigration. Add to that the fact that, you know, by any measure, immigration is a huge benefit to them, to the economy, qua economy, in terms of, again, entrepreneurship, in terms of anybody who has a job is creating value. Win-win relationships. I'm paying you because, you know, I gain from it, and you're creating value. You go and shop. You're creating economic activity from an economic perspective. You can run the models. You can run the, you can study economics, and you will find an argument against immigration in the economics literature. It just doesn't exist. Freer, opener borders are better economically, much better economically than closed borders. But I believe in the argument from the rights perspective, from individual rights.
Right, and I agree completely. But in the pursuit of our rights, wouldn't there be an argument for the government to actually go out of its way to find people who would be productive in America?
No, because it's not the government's job. It's not the government's job to do that. It's not the government's job to encourage people to immigrate. It's not the government's job to go out and find people. It's the government's job to protect us. And it needs to screen the people coming in to make sure that they're not criminals or terrorists or carrying infectious diseases. But other than that, you know, if they've got, again, in the current environment, if they've got a job, why stop them from coming in? The government has no role in going out and deciding we need these professions versus those professions, like Trump's current plan, right? That's central planning. Since when did the government know what the economy needed? The government's pathetic when it comes to things like that. It has no clue what kind of jobs are needed in America and what kind of jobs are not needed in America. If you have a job, that's all the government should require. And as long as you're not a danger, then they should allow you in.